Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody, time for a little bit of Who the Hell Is This? Where we put together four 10-second clips, and we have to guess the name of the artist that we are presenting, and usually they're pretty tough, or the artist is obscure, or the song that we've picked from a known artist, it might be obscure. So I remember I picked one not too long ago. The group had a huge number one hit, but this was a few years later, and it was a toughie. So Mark, go ahead and play the first clip, see what we can do here.
All right, play along at home. Here we go. Wow, don't know it offhand. Sounds cool. I'm going to guess the Jay Giles Band.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay. Either I get any clues?
Yeah, this is off their debut album in 1991.
91 debut album. Okay. Yep. Okay. Track 2. I still don't have a clue, but it sounds good so far. Okay, 1991, and I'm a while ago, I think you played another song from this band, am I correct?
I don't think so.
Is this the London Choir Boys?
That is incorrect.
Ooh. Nope. I thought you had that, because you played that a while back. So no, it's incorrect. All right, so I get another. Sounds good, but I don't know who it is.
Now, this band is new to me. It's not new. They were only around between 90 to 92, and they're from the Philly area.
Okay. Were they a major band?
No.
Okay, so an obscure band from Philly from 90 to 92.
Yeah, this is a pretty tough one.
All right, track 3. Let me see. I got two bands on the brain. Oh, is it the Hooters?
No.
That's not one.
No, that is a Philly band.
Okay.
No.
Think I got it, but I'm not sure. But I'll.
I don't know if they'll give this away. The front man is a guy that used to be in Britney Fox.
All right. Play track 4. Now I think I got it.
All right.
Okay, I think the song is called Satisfaction.
That is correct.
All right, the name of the band. Who is the other one? Because I was between the Hooters and Black Eyed Susan. Is it Black Eyed Susan?
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Woo! Off their debut album called Electric Rattlebone.
Yeah, I only know, I think, one song off of that album.
Yeah, that's the only album they had. They put out another album, but it was basically just a demo. It never really got released.
Yeah, I guess the album didn't do... The guy left Britney Fox and figured he'd be bigger, and it just didn't happen for him. Dizzy Dean.
Yep, Dizzy Dean Davidson.
Yeah, you should have stayed with Britney Fox. They were on a roll.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a whole lot bigger than Black Eyed Susan, that's for sure.
Yeah. Whatever, just kind of went, poof, they're gone. In 91, yep. You know, you're playing a new band, and the change in musical styles, and yeah, they probably just got buried.
Yeah.
Okay. Good one, huh? Black Eyed
Susan. All right.
I bet you a lot of people out there didn't get it.
I doubt it. If you got it, leave us a message telling us you got it, but...
We're not going to believe you.
Yeah, don't BS.
All right, so the one I got for you is a good one. I think you've heard the song, but I don't think you know the band that well. But you've heard of them.
I've heard of the band, okay.
For sure.
All right, let's go to clip one. Jeez. Is it the Replacements?
And it kind of sounds that way, but no, it is not the Replacements. Your first clue is this is a 70s band, four-piece.
Four-piece 70s band, and yeah. I know them.
You've heard of them for sure. You may not know this song by them, but I'm sure you've heard the song, and I'm sure you've heard of the band.
Okay, let's go to clip two.
Any clue?
God,
does it sound familiar at all?
Yeah. I was going to say Grand Funk Railroad, but they're a three-piece.
But they did turn into a four-piece a little later. But yeah, but not Grand Funk Railroad for sure. So,
is it an American band?
It is not. They're from the United Kingdom.
Four-piece 70s band.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Black Sabbath?
It is not Black Sabbath. All right, your next clue is this came from an album called Loud and Proud from 1973.
All right, let's go to track four. I mean, track three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I know Quiet Riot did that song.
No, they did not. But somebody did. You probably know a cover version better than this version.
I thought it was Quiet Riot that did that.
Mm-mm. I'll give you a clue. It was Michael Monroe who did it.
Okay. Is it Slade?
No, but you're in the ballpark. It is not Slade. All right. Your final clue is this is a Scottish band. And Axl Rose worships the lead singer of this band because he kind of sounds like him. It's a lot of Axl Rose isms he got from this guy and his band.
All right, let's do track four. Yeah, I do like the Michael Monroe version of that song.
Yeah. Which we didn't know was a cover, and I think we did another bit about Michael Monroe doing it, but it's a cover song. Michael Monroe's version is a cover.
Scottish band,
four piece, 1973. The band is still around, but I think some of the members have died in the past, and I don't know how many people are left. But they still put out records.
The Mata Hoople.
It is not. All right, your final clue is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has something to do with the title of this band. Lord and
Savior. For you that don't know Mark, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a place. has to do with Jesus.
Jerusalem Slim.
No. It's a place in the Bible. Jesus has a lot to do with it. In fact, they call it Jesus of...
Oh, Nazareth.
Yay! Nazareth.
I thought Nazareth was a five-piece.
No, a four-piece.
Dang it.
Yep, Nazareth did not fake in it off of 1973's Loud and Proud.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Michael Monroe's version is really good.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the cover better, more than the Nazareth version. But the Nazareth version is cool, too. It's on their greatest hits, which I think I've sent you, so yeah.
And who's the lead singer?
Oh, Dan McCaffrey, I think. Yeah, but if you listen to him sing, you can hear how Axl does his voice inflection.
Oh, totally. Totally. That last clip of the chorus?
Oh, yeah.
That could have been Axl.
And in Axl, they covered Hair of the Dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Nazareth is pretty much known for two songs.
Their Hair of the Dog and that other...
Love Hurts, which is
Bella one.
A cover.
Love Hurts.
Yeah. And after that, Nazareth to me is a lot like Foghat. People know like two songs, but those bands were around forever.
Yeah.
And they're still around. But I don't know. They're probably not making much money off their albums. But yeah, they still tour. And play like swap meets and whatever, you know? You got to make a buck nowadays. Well, nowadays, nobody can tour. But
I think they play tractor pulls.
Tractor pulls. What are they? What's the other things? Chili cook-offs. What? Hey.
Yeah.
It's a
demolition derbies.
Hey, if I was needed some money, I'd play those things, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Of course.
I have.
Yeah. nothing wrong with a payday.
Nope.
So yeah.
Shoot, we played Beach Days. We played. Oh man, the shit we played.
Yeah.
Old lady's birthday party.
Why not?
Which turned out to be one of our best gigs ever because it was great. One of the managers at Tasty Cake was throwing the party for his mom, and he loaded us up with Tasty Cakes. It was ridiculous. I mean, we had like a case of Tasty Cakes we're each walking out of there with.
And you said, hey, he forgot to pay us. He just gave us Tasty Cakes.
That's right.
There you go.
No, they paid us a lot because it was up in North Philly.
Yeah.
So it was a long drive for us. And we get there, and they got these... It was kind of sprinkling a little bit, and they have this like 10 by 10 tent with plywood on the bottom that we're supposed to set up the whole band in this tent. But it ended up being awesome because the night it stopped raining. They had an enormous tent with all this food in it, and the place was packed, and they loved us. So
cool, and the band got lucky with the birthday girl.
Come on, Grandma. Let's lose the teeth, huh?
Wow. Okay. And on that note, I think we need to say goodnight.
Ooh, it's getting late.
Tasty
Cakes. At
least
on the East Coast, it's getting late.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is brought to you by Tasty Cakes.
Yeah. All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd do the show for Tasty Cakes, wouldn't you? Of course.
They were delicious. We had them. I mean, we were sporting Tasty Cakes for like a month.
I don't think I've had Tasty Cakes in like 25 years.
Well, they're delicious.
Okay. I'm hungry now. I don't even know if they sell Tasty Cakes on the West Coast. It may be just an East Coast thing.
I'd be surprised because they're headquartered just north of Philly.
Maybe it's just an East Coast thing. So I remember having them in Virginia, but not here.
You don't have Old Bay seasoning either, do you?
Nope.
Oh, man.
We don't have Roy Rogers is out here.
Yeah, they're closing.
Yeah. I think they're Carl's Jr. over here. Is that the same one? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the other one that starts with a W? You guys, Whataburger. We don't have Whataburgers.
We don't have those either. Those are down south. Oh. And those aren't there. They're not very good.
No, I don't remember them being that good.
What is the In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
You guys have those.
Oh, those are so good. Yeah, I think that's pretty much.
The fries are terrible.
I love the fries.
Oh, man. I was in, Pleasanton, California back in January, and I finally went to an In-N-Out, first time ever.
Yeah, they're kind of overrated, but yeah, people love them out here.
Yeah, well, people need to come back here and have a Jake's or a Five Guys.
Five Guys we have out there.
Okay.
It's good, but it's a little pricey. We don't have Jake's at all. We do have Tommy's, which is the chili burgers. I don't know if you guys have. We also don't.
What's the name of that place in Hollywood that you took me that had the chili burgers?
Carney's. It's on the Sunset Strip. It's the It's still there.
Oh God, that was good.
It's near the old Tower Records. It's still there. It's been there forever.
In like a subway car.
Yeah, it's a train. Yeah, it's a train car, and if you go there at 3 a.m, you're probably gonna run into somebody you've seen on TV or seen on stage. Yeah, still good.
They're so good.
Yeah, I haven't been there in decades.
From what I remember, you probably haven't been there since you and I went like 40 years ago. Well,
I probably haven't. It's probably been a good 20-some years since I've been there. But if you ever come back out here, we'll have to just make a trip. just figured we're going to go put on some more weight, so why not?
So how long of a drive would it be for you to get there from where you are?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I might be able to do it in 20 because there's no traffic right now. Though I've noticed
just over the hill.
Yeah, but I've noticed a lot of people are starting to screw it and go out now, especially out here.
Yeah, Dana and I noticed we were out walking yesterday, and we noticed more traffic than a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, people are like, they're sick and tired of it. But though during this whole thing, I've been going on bike rides, but I put a little handkerchief around my neck just in case, but I don't put it over my face, and I see people, but I'm not close to anybody. I just ride around.
Yeah.
And if I go on a walk, same thing. I probably won't. My wife and I went on a walk, and we didn't run into anybody. So.
Yeah, we go on walks, and we don't take masks or anything. I'm the only one that goes to, like, the grocery store, and I take a mask with me for that. But
yeah, if I'm going inside, I'll put something on, but that's the only time I'll wear something. Yeah, crazy. A lot of people are just saying the screw with it because – I mean, look at the numbers, really. The media is blowing it way out of proportion. Yeah, people are dying for sure, but it's like less than 1%. It's not even close to 1%. But
yeah.
Though they say obesity is a big one, so we better be
careful.
We better watch it. So, yeah, fat guys, we've got to watch ourselves.
Fat guys with the sugars.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a review and rate the show. The more positive reviews we receive, the more listeners we can attract to the show. If you give us a 5-star rating, we will be sure to thank you on the show.
Now it's time to cover this.
Okay, everybody out there in quarantined podcast land, time for a little bit of what we call Cover This, where we put together just a 30-second clip of a song that's obviously a cover song. So the object is to get the other person to guess the name of the song, the original artist, and who is doing the cover. This one, I think, most of it's going to be pretty easy for you. I don't think you're going to get the band that's doing the cover, but... go ahead and give it a shot.
All right, I will. Anything to get me away from the damn staring at the screen for 8 hours doing mindless stuff for my job now. But okay, ugh. I'm ready to go. Let's check this out.
All right. I really try to make it out. I wish I understood what happened to
Okay, well, it was funny that you used that one because I almost did. That is an ABBA song.
Everybody loves ABBA.
The song is SOS.
Yeah.
And the band is Gothard.
Oh, man. Of course you almost used it.
That was too easy because I saw that and when I got the album, I was like, SOS, that can't be the ABBA song. It sure is.
Yeah, well, it's a good version. I like it. You know, I like the original version too, so.
I like the original version a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a good try at it, but I wouldn't have picked that one. But the album is good. That's not the best song on the album, but yeesh. So.
All right. Well, you got that one right. Damn it.
So you people in coronavirus land, go get 13 by Gothard. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a great band. I love them a lot. So.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get to see them. I guess the only way we're going to see them if we ever go on one of these cruises.
Yeah.
I just got to make sure I have a job next year, so hopefully this virus stuff will go away and we'll be okay.
Yeah. So we got to make sure we get on a Corona cruise.
Yeah, there you go. Woo-hoo! Yeah. We got to see Gothard, but we're dying now. Terrific.
Yeah. But we got a disease.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see what happens. So now I guess you have to listen to the cover I'm giving you.
Yeah. All right, so
this one's gonna be it's gonna be tough.
All right, let's see.
Whoa, yeah.
Danny, it's a tough one. Any idea on any of it?
I know the song is War.
All right, that's right.
I think the original band was, I don't think it was War.
No, it's not War. War by War, no.
No.
It's an artist, it's one guy.
Yeah. See, I saw War a couple, like 2 years ago, and it was just one guy at this point. And he kind of, he was the only thing that was great about it. But War, I don't know who the original is.
So you're saying War, the actual band War, is only one original guy?
Yeah.
And like 27 other guys?
Well, yeah.
Well, wow.
But yeah. he was like the main guy, so it works out all right. But he was great.
Oh, okay. So I'll let you know, you're never going to get the original artist. It's a one-hit wonder. The song came out in 1970. His name was Edwin Starr.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Now, who is covering it? That's should get, because you have seen this band before, and I have not. And they're more of a...
I've seen this band, and you have not.
And they're more of a modern band. You saw them at a festival, I believe. Any more hints? They're a four-piece.
Well, it wouldn't have been at G3 because you... Well, no, you didn't go to the one G3 that I went to.
I would call these guys more of a modern southern band.
Yeah. That I've seen?
You've seen, I believe. They're from Kentucky.
Is it, oh, shoot, that Blackstone Cherry?
Correct.
Oh, nice. I did see them.
See? I knew that.
Yeah, I saw them open for Chickenfoot.
That's a good show.
Yeah, in Atlantic City. It was a great show.
Wow.
I did not, just like, you remember how we saw Judas Priest like four times and we never saw the bass player?
Yeah.
Ever? I didn't see Joe Satriani the entire night.
Really?
I was kind of off to the side, off a little bit to the side. He stood back by his amps the entire night.
Didn't move around, huh?
No. He played great, but...
You think he played great.
Yeah, I think. I heard... he sounded great.
Maybe him and Ian Hill ought to form a band, and you go see them, and you can never... Where are they?
Yeah, The Stone.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that song is off the album Kentucky that came out in 2016, and the cover of War by... The original guy was Edwin Starr. That's a tough
man.
One.
Yeah, that.
So
good song.
Yeah, yeah, and he couldn't follow it up, I guess.
That's probably one of the more covered songs too. I know Bruce did it.
Bruce
Springsteen, not Dickinson.
No, I prefer Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not a Springsteen guy. And on that note, people need to run out and buy the Gothard, anything from Gothard and Blackstone Cherry, both quality bands.
Absolutely.
All right. And on that note, have a nice evening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.